Hey everyone, welcome back to CMSC Media's Insights and Innovations podcast series, where we invite industry experts to dive into the latest developments, trends, and news in the content management industry. This podcast, which we are actually dubbing a pre-podcast, will be short because we have decided to ask you, our community, to weigh in on today's topic, as this specific topic sparked a lot of conversation internally within our own staff, and this has a significant impact on how our own staff evaluate and find the right software and partner services for the organizations that hire us. One of our tech writers, Lynette Sawyer, recently wrote an article about who owns a customer journey. The vendor or the implementation partner? This question was sparked by the recent lawsuit between Hertz Rental Car and Accenture. If you haven't heard, the car rental giant is suing over what they call a website redesign from hell. The U.S. Car Rental Corporation hired the management consultancy firm Accenture in August of 2016 to completely revamp its online presence. The new site was originally due to go live in December of 2017, but the deadline was delayed to January 2018 and then pushed again to April 2018, which was also missed. By May of 2018, Hertz lost patience and terminated Accenture's services. The lawsuit claims the car firm no longer had any confidence that Accenture was capable of completing the project. Hertz claims that Accenture failed to provide a fully responsive web experience that worked on any screen, any device, and that Accenture demanded additional fees for a tablet-based layout. Hertz also claimed that Accenture ignored requests for a common core of libraries so that Hertz could share information across all of its websites and apps. They're quoted as saying, "Accenture deliberately disregarded the extensibility requirement and wrote the code so that it was specific to the Hertz brand in North America and could not be used for the Hertz global brand or for the Dollar and Thrifty brands." They also added, "The defects in the front-end development code were so persuasive that all of Accenture's work on that component had to be scrapped." Finally, Hertz accused Accenture of advising them to buy licenses for software despite knowing they did not know how to use it, and a failure to correctly test the developed software. So this brought up our question, who owns a customer relationship, the vendor or the implementation partner? Joining me today on our pre-podcast is Stephen Medvey, one of our senior analysts here at CMSC Media. How are you doing today, Stephen?
Hi, Erica. I'm great. Thanks for asking. I'm definitely excited about this format and what we're coining a pre-podcast. What's interesting is that we're going to discuss something that's happened recently in the news, provide our CMSC Media opinion, and look to get some insight from other people in the industry so that we can share these answers and maybe have some guests on that want to debate the topic on our upcoming podcast. So I am definitely ready to jump in.
Absolutely. So, Stephen, I think that brings me to our burning question here. Who, in your opinion, owns the customer relationship? Is it that vendor or is it the implementation partner?
So here is our opinion at CMSC Media, and it follows in this order. If you are a medium, large, or enterprise company looking to purchase software that you are going to maintain and manage yourself after the initial implementation and deployment by an outside firm, then it is your responsibility to first select the software. This means that going to the implementation partner should be second. It doesn't mean that you can't ask. If you already have a partner that you're working with, by all means, you should be asking them what they think, because they've probably got some good answers. But it's up to you, the customer, to go look at the software yourself, or hire, you can hire an expert to help you find the software. But it's your team, your IT team, that has to maintain it, and your business channels that have to manage it. So if you're going to an integration company, you run the risk that they're going to sell you on a piece of software they're already deploying, because they've trained staff, they spent resources, they've spent time, they spent a lot of money getting that software up and running. So moving you to something else just doesn't make feasible sense. So this comes to our second one. Once you have managed to select the software, you should be asking the software company to provide you a list of their top partners based on your criteria, and through your own due diligence, identify a partner that meets your organization's detailed requirements. And so this becomes the third and final statement. Therefore, the customer themselves are responsible for the success of their own journey. And that's it. And that's where I'll end it.
All right. So I'm turning it over to the audience. If anyone in the audience would like to answer, please send us an email at feedback@cmscmedia.com. Do you agree with Steven or do you have a different take? We will be reading all of your input and we will host a follow-up video where we discuss our findings and potentially invite guests to join and podcast with both Steven and I to share your opinion on who owns the customer journey, the vendor or the partner, and if anyone else agrees with Steven that it is ultimately the customer that owns their own journey. Thanks for watching.